to the glory of God.
We are commanded, whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, to do all to the glory of God. How many have conscientiously moved from principle rather than impulse and obeyed this command to the letter? How many of the youthful disciples in blank have made God their trust and portion and have earnestly sought to know and to do His will? There are many who are servants of Christ in name, but who are not so in deed. Where religious principle governs, the danger of committing great errors is small, for selfishness, which always blinds and deceives, is subordinate. The sincere desire to do others good so predominates that self is forgotten. To have firm religious principles is an inestimable treasure. It is the purest, highest, and most elevated influence mortals can possess. Such have an anchor. Every act is well considered, lest its effect be injurious to another and lead away from Christ.